I want to talk about whether or not you were in the church or not. You didn't know the story of Moses, amen? When they taught me the story of Moses, it seemed like his mother just put him in a little basket and pushed him out down the river. Amen? That's all I knew, and that's all I could see. Oh, hallelujah. But I want to tell you something about this man named Moses. He took an enslaved people. He executed the most dramatic emancipation in history. He led, he organized, and he administered to a vast number of people. Now, there's something about that word administered. I want to break it down just a little bit. It said he administered. And anytime you minister to people, there's going to be problems. There's going to be problems. He didn't just lead them, but he administered to them. Amen? Sometimes when I get a little upset, I might call you Adam's people or Moses' people. One or the other. It depends on how upset I am. Amen? But I want to tell you that Moses was raised by two mothers. He was raised by his Hebrew mother and an adopted Egyptian mother, the Pharaoh's daughter. But today, I want to talk about the natural Hebrew mom on this Mother's Day. Her name was Jahabed. Amen? Her name means glory of Jehovah. Amen? She was a mom who faced her fear with faith. Do I have some mothers here today that can face their fear with faith? There's no other way you're going to be able to face the fears. You can't be a mother without having some fear. Somebody say amen. Jochebed was the first person in scripture with a name compounded with Jah or Jehovah. Amen? So the meaning of her name led her to God. Amen? And she had Moses. Amen? So the scripture that I want you to focus on this Mother's Day and from now on, can you say, can we focus? Can we continue to focus? Not just on this Mother's Day, but from now on. The scripture says, wait a minute, I'm going to stop right here for a minute. I know Mother's Day, they want to tell you a virtuous woman. I don't want to talk about that today. I don't want to talk about that today. I don't want to just plant words that if you ain't that kind of woman, then you ain't a woman. Because there's more to being a woman than being that virtuous woman. Maybe there's something else that God has in store for you, and you can't meet all of those criterias. But whatever woman you are, and if you're a mother, you're going to have fear, and you can face it with your faith. So the scripture this morning, am I speaking to a church? Can I get a little help this morning? Can you talk back to me this morning? I know I got some mothers here this morning, and if I say something that pleases your ear, say amen. Amen. Psalms 34 and 4, it says, I sought the Lord, and he answered me. He delivered me from all of my fears. Come on, mothers. He delivered you from all of your fears. Hallelujah. This mother, she lived over 33 centuries ago, but she was just an ordinary Hebrew woman. Just an ordinary Hebrew mother, but she had extraordinary faith. Amen? Her name is only mentioned twice in the Bible. Her name is not even given to us in Exodus 2 account of Moses' birth. When they talked about Moses' birth, they didn't even name his mother. Amen? When they talked about his early childhood, they didn't name his mother. We don't know much about her in her background except that she was born in Egypt. And she was married to a man named Amram. But she was the mother of three extraordinary people. Three. Let me tell you, it wasn't just Moses she was the mother of, but there was somebody called Aaron. There was somebody called Miriam. And then there was Moses. Amen? She was extraordinary. You don't hear a lot about her, but she was extraordinary. Now, let me tell you something this morning. You don't have to hear a lot about a mother to know that they're extraordinary. When you walk out of your house in the morning as a child, they know whether or not your mother was extraordinary or not. Hallelujah. She made sure you dressed right, that you washed your face, that you took a bath, that your clothes were pressed. She didn't just let you go any old kind of way. And if you acted up in school, the teacher said, I'm going to call. She didn't say, I'm going to call your father. She said, I'm going to call. Right. To understand this woman, we must understand the world that she lived in. Amen? We like to go around making assumptions about people. Too many assumptions in the world today, back then and then today. But to know something about somebody, you got to know something about where they come from. You got to know something about their background. Amen? That's why they do background checks. They don't just let you walk in somewhere. They do a background check. So we're going to do a background check about Moses' mother. Amen? She lived in a hedonistic world. Amen? That means that they were self-indulging. That means they were pleasure-seeking. Sounds like today a little bit, doesn't it? Oh, hallelujah. And even though they had a lot of education and cultural advances in Egypt, amen? The Egyptians worshipped these gods that were all represented by animals. And they had all kind of crazy practices. And many of the people that were Israelites were enticed into this idol tree. Didn't I say it sound like today? Doesn't it sound like today that people got all kind of crazy religious practices? And if you don't watch yourself, you're going to get enticed into something that's not about God. Amen? So even though this woman lived in that time, even though she saw all of these things, she hung on to her faith in God. No matter what you go through, no matter how enticing things are, hold on to your faith in God. Amen? It was a time when Hebrew women became slaves, and they were treated cruelly. Amen? But there was something about God's people. Even though the Egyptian pharaoh didn't want them to multiply, they continued to multiply. Amen? Old Pharaoh was getting ready because they were multiplying. And what he said to the midwives, y'all need to take care of these kids that keep coming up. And they would say, well, you know those Jewish women, they having all of these babies, and they're born by the time we get to them. So he came up with another plan. He says, every time one of these Hebrew women has a boy, you take him and you throw him in the Nile. Just take him and throw him in the Nile. Well, Moses' mother, she was getting ready to have Moses during that time. Amen? I know some of you mothers, to be a mother, you had to be pregnant, right? You had all kind of thoughts going through your mind in pregnancy, right? So can you imagine his mother during her pregnancy that this edict came out? That if I had a boy, he was going to be murdered. If I had a boy, they were going to take him from me and throw him in the Nile. Listen, in the Nile, they didn't have bluefish. They didn't have porgies. They didn't have red snappers. They had crocodiles. So if they threw the baby in the water, it was food for the crocodiles. So here's this woman, and she's saying, if I have a boy, he's going to be murdered. If I have a boy, he's doomed to die. And I don't know about you, if you're pregnant and you're going to have a baby, you have all these other things to think about, but you don't think about he's going to die. Amen? The Bible tells us that Moses wasn't an ordinary baby. Hallelujah. If you look at Exodus 2, and 2, and Acts 7 and 20, and Hebrews 11 and 23, it tells us that he was not an ordinary baby. But his mother was a courageous woman who trusted God. And instead of her panicking, she turned to God and placed her trust in him instead. Amen? Rather to be immobilized by fear. Oh, hallelujah. I'm somebody today. I'm talking to a mother today. I'm talking to somebody today. Rather than be immobilized by fear, she placed her faith in God. When you're immobilized by fear, you're scared to let your children out of the house. You're scared to let them go to school. But God says, fear not. When you're not immobilized by fear, your faith has to be in God. What did I say to you earlier? I said, it ain't easy, is it? It ain't easy, is it? It wasn't easy for Moses' mother. Her husband and her decided to hide their baby in violation of Pharaoh's order. So can you imagine that there, Moses is born, and the mother is sitting up there, and she's holding on to little Moses. And every time Moses said, there was fear. Is somebody going to hear it? Is somebody going to report it? Is somebody going to turn it in? Is there a hater out there whose child has already been murdered and want mine murdered too? This is what this woman had to go through. What if somebody turned them in? You know, every time we turn around on the job, somebody's trying to turn us in. Oh, hallelujah. Come on, somebody. Somebody's a hater. Somebody don't like that we've been blessed. They're trying to turn us in. But when you have faith in God, you don't have to fear anything. Oh, hallelujah. As Moses grew, she had to pray for divine guidance. And this is exactly what she received when she turned to God. Oh, hallelujah. You're going to never think about Moses the way I'm going to break down this story today. It's more than just a little raft. It's more than what you saw on TV. Let me tell you something. When she turned to God, he inspired her thinking and channeled her fear into creativity and action. Don't you know when you turn to God, he'll turn your fear into creativity and action. You might not know what to do, but when you seek God, he will turn it into creativity and action. God turned around and gave her cleverness. He gave her the wisdom to devise a plan and carry it out. God will give you the wisdom to do what you have to do, and the understanding and the courage to carry it out. Oh, hallelujah. Scripture don't give us this kind of detail, but his mother had to know what time the princess is going to be bathing over in that water. Don't just send them out there at 8 in the morning. You know she liked to bathe at 10:30. You know what corner of the river of the Nile that she's going to bathe in, because she do it every day at the same time, same place. So don't just do it haphazardly. Do it at this time and do it at this place. Hallelujah. She wove a basket made of papyrus reed, which they thought was a natural repellent against crocodiles. She just take any old straw and make a basket. She didn't just do any old thing. But God gave her the wisdom to do what to use. Amen? Not only that, they covered this basket with tar and pitched it so it made it watertight. Scholars suggest that inside of the basket, they made it with clay. to make it smooth. I don't know about you, but when you just read the story about a basket made a straw, put your behind on a basket, see how comfortable it is. But God gave her the wisdom to make it smooth for the baby, make his ride easy. Oh, hallelujah. She to be a faithful and ingenious mother. And not only that, she included people in her plan. But when you include people in your plan, you got to seek God because they got to be the right people. You can't tell everybody everything that you're going to do. That includes family members. I'm going to tell you something. You got a couple of haters in there too. She went over this plan over and over again with her daughter, Miriam. Can you imagine? After she went over this plan and she spoke about it, you don't hear her telling her husband. You know they like to say, we can't keep things. That's what they say. But I also say you can't listen to everything you're told. Hallelujah. Oh, hallelujah. She went over this plan over and over and over again. She wanted it to be fail-proof. But I tell you something. God gives you a plan and you follow it to the T. It's already fail-proof. Oh, hallelujah. So can you imagine her as she takes that final caress and puts him in that basket? They don't tell you the emotion that she's going through, do they? But you know that she's going through some emotions. Amen. They don't tell you how she stroked his little head and his hair, saying, my Moses, my Moses, my Moses. They didn't tell you how many times she kept kissing him and cuddling his neck to see how he smelled. Oh, hallelujah. You know when you get a little baby, you keep cuddling them, stroking their hair, smelling them to see what they smell like. Isn't a little baby smell nice? Oh, hallelujah. This is what she had to go through. Oh, hallelujah. And then she had to keep blinking over and over again when your eyes are filled with tears and you can't hardly see straight. You just keep blinking to get the water out of your eyes so you can see straight. So I see his mother blinking over and over again because there was tears involved. Hallelujah. She didn't just put him in that basket. There was a whole lot of emotion involved. In this Mother's Day, I want you to understand that mothers have a whole lot of emotions involved when loved ones are concerned. Mothers, can you say amen? Oh, come on, mothers, can you say amen? Mothers, do you understand what I'm talking about? Mothers, have you ever been filled with emotions when there was something that you had to do and you really didn't want to do it, but God told you to do it? She wrapped him up in this blanket and carried him to the edge of the Nile. But there's something else I want to tell you about her faith. Somebody say amen. She fought off terrific fear and sadness because she felt assured and convinced. Say assured and convinced. Assured and convinced that God's plan was going to work. Amen? That the princess would find her baby. She coached her daughter because her daughter worked in there. Her daughter worked in there with Pharaoh's daughter. So she was going to see the boy in the basket. So she had to coach her daughter how to act. She said, when you see him, don't just run up to him. Act like you're surprised. Act like you don't know nothing. Don't look at him like he's your little baby brother. Don't let your eyes adore him. Look and say, what is this? And run and take it to the princess. And then asks, what should we do? Sometimes God don't want you to go and spill the beans. He don't want you to always go and spill the beans. But if you listen to the Holy Spirit, it'll tell you how to act. He'll tell you how to act. Sometimes we don't know how to act, but the Holy Spirit will tell you. He will speak to you. He'll teach you how to act. Hallelujah. Not only that, she taught her daughters what questions to ask. I always say, it's not the answer that's important. It's the question. You want to answer the right answer, you ask the right question to get your answer. Hallelujah. She told her the right questions to ask, the right words at the right moment. When to go, don't go too soon, don't look suspicious. She trained her daughter to be obedient and courageous. You know what happened? Moses' natural mother got to nurse him because God had a plan for Moses. If she didn't follow God's plan had to change because she didn't follow and wasn't obedient to what God told her to do. So she had the opportunity to raise her son. She had an opportunity to train Moses to love God. She instilled in him a profound faith. We don't even know if she got to see many of Moses' accomplishments. We don't know what she got to see. Hallelujah. And I'm going to just say this. You pray for your children, mothers. You don't know what accomplishments God has in store for them. You don't even know if you're going to get to see it. But when you trust in God, he'll see it through. Oh, hallelujah. Moses' mother faced these fears. She faced the fear of her pregnancy. Listen, if you don't write anything down, then write this in your mind. She faced more obstacles than options. Sometimes we're going to face more obstacles than options. Amen? And when you do that, that's a battle being fought in your head. Hallelujah. She had a lot of battles being fought in her head. Was this her greatest struggle? The internal battles that she was having with the obstacles rather than the opinions? I think all mothers share that. We share a whole lot of obstacles, and then we turn and we look at what kind of options we have. But let me tell you what she did. She did. She took the greatest option she could ever take. She placed her faith in God. When you got a lot of obstacles and not a lot of options, your option can always be in God. Trust in God. That place, that internal anguish that she probably was going through, that place, that internal anguish that mothers and parents go through over the welfare of their children, this is the place where Satan won a lot of battles. Because you don't trust God. You don't hear God. You don't have the faith that God requires you to have. Her fear was at denial. That now wasn't just a river. Hallelujah. I'm telling you, you don't see this in Scripture. But at that now river, when she was getting ready to put that basket down, I want you to know there was a lot of drama. It's not that simple. It ain't that easy being a mother. But she placed that basket, and there was a lot of emotion. And there was a lot of drama right there. She could have turned back and ran with the baby, saying, I know better. I'm not putting them in that now. There's crocodiles in there. Sometimes God places your children, your family, in circumstances because he knows better. And you have done all that you could to get them ready and prepared. And at the last moment, when the drama is about to unfold, you turn your back on God and walk away. And then you say, my God, why have you forsaken me? He didn't forsake you. You didn't follow orders. You didn't follow through. We must follow through with what God has in store for us, what God tells us to do. There was a lot of drama at there. There was a lot of fear. There was a lot of sadness. But she allowed God to transform her fear into created action. This was a final big test of faith. The Bible in Exodus 2 and 10 said, when the child grew older. Here's another one. When the child grew older, she took him to Pharaoh's daughter, and he became her son. How many of us mothers want to raise a child and then take him to somebody else and say, yeah, this is your son? There's a lot of pain, there's a lot of suffering that this woman must have felt because she knew she was capable. It wasn't that she was incapable. If she was incapable, she would have never been able to raise him or train him. They would have never gave her Moses. But she was quite capable. I want to say this right now. You might be capable of something, but God don't want to use you for that. Because he has other plans. You might be capable of something, but God has not designed you for that. And you got to hand that baby off to somebody else.
My Lord. Hey.
Capable don't mean that you're the choice. And you can't tell God what to do or who to use. Within those words are incredible pain, separating from the child you carried and that you nurtured. She willingly, lovingly handed over the child into the arms of another mother. Motivated by the intense mother love. You know there's a love and there's a mother love. There's a mother love. That mother love is different than love. Can I get mothers to say amen?
Amen.
I'm not getting on fathers because I'm a father. But there's a mother love that goes far beyond father love. Mother love can hear you out in the street when you're doing something you ain't got no business doing. That's mother love. Father love said, nah, I told him well, he'd be all right. I taught him how to fight. He can handle himself. Mother love be like, no, let me call him. Let me go look for him. Let me find him. Let me pray for him. Something about mother love. There's this woman with mother love. But not only did she have mother love, but there's an influence that she had on Moses. I want you to know today there's a lot of wonderful moms in here today. There's moms in traditional families. There's moms in here in special circumstances. There's single moms. There's stepmoms. And then there's step-in moms. There's step-in moms. And when they got that mother love, there's no distinction between a mom. Oh, hallelujah. You deserve this honor today. And I honor you. And the men of 155, we honor you. And I want to say to you today that Proverbs woman, I don't know anybody who can fulfill that role perfectly. I want you to know that on this Mother's Day, a lot of times we give out cards. Those cards don't really tell you who you really are. They tell you who society wants you to be. Oh, hallelujah. But I want to say happy Mother's Day to the mom that keeps the perfect home. But it ain't easy. I want to say happy Mother's Day to the mom who sets the perfect table. But it ain't easy. I want to say happy Mother's Day to the mom who's raising perfect kids. But that ain't easy. I want to tell you some things I love about my mother. My mother was a woman who had 5 kids and helped my dad in ministry. And it wasn't easy. She's the woman who held my hand and my head when I was sick. And it wasn't easy. This was a woman that did the best that she could. But she was far from perfect. I know because I was there. Oh, hallelujah. This is the woman with the hair net on and the house dress who had pains of labor pains just for me. This is the woman who had hundreds of diapers, because that's what they had when I was growing up. They had diapers. You didn't throw them away. You put them in a pail and you washed them out. I got a lot of amens out of that one, didn't I? But she did it for me. No matter how bad it smelled or looked, she did it for me. She didn't have the option to take a pamper and just throw it in the garbage or tell my dad, you take it out. She did it for me. Many sleepless nights, she was up. Because I was out there praying for me. That's the woman I call mom. Mother's Day is not for the million things that you have to do today. Or that you should have did yesterday. Or what you're going to do tomorrow to be the perfect mom. Mother's Day is for the many things that God's wisdom provides for you. And the difficult roles that you fill in our lives. Oh, hallelujah. Don't you know that many times in Scripture, it was the woman, it was the mother that God had to pull in. When everybody else put them down, he says, I choose you. The woman with the issue of blood, hallelujah, society put them down. He said, I choose you. The woman by the well, when nobody wanted to go by the well at a certain time of the day, because they knew that she would be there. Jesus was at the well. And he said, I choose you. Jesus didn't pay attention to nobody. But the first miracle he created, his mother said, I need some help. There's a party going on. We need some water turned to wine. He said, Ma, I ain't supposed to be doing this yet. And she looked up at him, and he did what he was told. And then she walked around and told everybody else, whatever he tells you to do, you do it too. These were women that might not measure up to what the world wanted them to be, but Jesus chose you. Today, mothers. Today, women, today, moms, I want to tell you today, you might not measure up to what the world and society want you to do, but Jesus chooses you. You don't have to live up to nobody's standard. Jesus chooses you. If you've been put down, choose Jesus. He chooses you. Always had compassion, even on the cross. His mother's looking at him crying. He says, woman, what are you crying for? And he tells his disciple, take her away. Don't let her see no more of this. this Mother's Day, it is the day to honor you and to be there for you. We might not do it every day. It'd be great if we could. And we should. Oh, hallelujah. It would be great if we could. And we should. But I want to tell you something. Don't start choking yet, Mother. I want to say something. We ain't made like that. I'm sorry. Us men ain't really made like that to do that every day. But at an appointed time, like Mother's Day, we can do that. Oh, hallelujah. Today is your appointed time. We choose to honor you today. Oh, hallelujah. We know that you go through some ebbs and some flows, some things that are difficult for you. Hallelujah. But place your faith in God through Jesus Christ. Because mothers, woman, he'll save your marriage. Come on, mother, say amen. Amen. He'll save your relationships. He'll save your children. Yes. And he'll save you from the pain and suffering that the enemy wants to put you through. Yes. Put your faith in God. Yes. I want to say it finally again. It ain't easy. And God knew it wasn't easy. But he created you specially. He created you specially. He made man. But you know when you cook something the second time, it might be a little better. I got my change of clothes in the back. Don't worry. He might have made you a little better. I didn't say that, Sister Thickpin. I said he might have. But then there's also a saying that they don't make things like they used to. Hallelujah. But that was for Father's Day. But you made me break it out now. Hallelujah. But seriously, whatever it is that you go through, mothers, and all of us, it's a Mother's Day message, but it's a message for all of us. When we place our faith in God, hallelujah, you don't have to fear. You don't have to fear. Hallelujah. When there's more obstacles than options, look up. Look up from where your help is going to come. Hallelujah. Don't look to man. Look to the Lord. Hallelujah. Let us stand this morning.